Brixton by supporting the local shops. If you go over to the marquee, lots over there as well. We've got everybody from, let me just refer to my list so I don't miss anybody out. We've got the Friends of Brixton Market. We also have the Black Cultural Archives Museum. In fact, just behind me, we see the old Bovril building here, don't we? We always think, what's going to happen there? Well, just behind here, there's a wonderful Georgian building. And in November 2011, it's going to be open as the Black Cultural History Museum. So you can go and find out so much more about all of those people that travelled here in 1948 to make a home. Well, they thought they were coming here for a few years in 1948 to find work and then go back to Jamaica. But what happened was they stayed here and built their lives. And the reason I'm here today is because of some of those people. So all the history will be right there in the Archives Museum. We've also got in the tent as well, Make Smoking History. For anybody that's kind of thinking about kicking the habit and thinking, I could do with an extra push, well, all the people are in there and they can help you. We've got Brixton Market Trading. They've got the big draw sketch of our square happening there. So if you've got your artistic fingers on today, please go and help out there. The lantern making workshop is also happening. The Emergency Exit Arts have put that together. It's mainly for children, but if you feel like you want to get involved, then please do. And then there will be a procession at 10 to 5, and all the kids will be coming through into the square. And finally, we have welfare and information. If you want to know anything about the future of the square, you can ask me if you want, but we've got some people in there who are ready to tell you what else is going to be happening with our square in the future. So that's the warm-up. I think it's time for a little bit of entertainment, isn't it? Our first act are ready to go. They are a wonderful group of young people who actually practice locally in South London. And they run their own workshops encouraging young people between 6 to 16 and teach them how to play the steel pan, teaching them how to hold the sticks correctly, helping them to stay in tune, and really have a lot of fun. So as this is our first act, we're just getting warmed up. They're going to warm your hearts. Put your hands together, please, for the Southside Harmonics. Big round of applause.